Welcome to the Peaceful Life Podcast, coming to you from my home studio in the woods in the peaceful mountains of California. Oh, dear listeners, it took me a while, but I thought I needed to check in with you during this difficult time of quarantine and uncertainty. I am fine. My daughter and her husband are fine, although he works for a bank and they're still requiring their employees to come in on a daily basis. That worries me a bit, but we're hoping that will change soon. So let's address this. We're in about the second full week of lockdown because of the coronavirus outbreak. Feels like we're living in a disaster movie, doesn't it? It's okay to acknowledge that you're scared and uncertain. It's important to be honest with yourself, your loved ones, and your children. Please make your children understand, though, that by staying home, you're keeping them safe. Share positive and creative activities with them, but don't share too much of the panic and the news items. Save that for the adults who can process it. Now, children find the most safety and comfort in routine. My mother was an early childhood expert, and she always said routine is what children need and want. It makes them feel safe. And because their school routine has broken, and because your work routine has broken, it's really important to create some kind of new routine in the household that they can grasp to and depend on. And I'll leave that to you. I know you can make one. For yourself, follow the self-care guidelines that we discussed in episode 65. You know, I've also been listening to the healing table visualization that I recorded while falling asleep. That helps me relax and feel healthy. That's episode 59. In fact, there are so many episodes of the Peaceful Life podcast that you can listen to and re-listen to help you get through this time with peace and love. Now, I feel meditation is really important. There are so many apps that can help you start meditating on a regular basis. It will help you breathe, relax, be present, and not panic. I know it's really hard to adjust to not being in control of our lives right now, but you can control yourself, your loved ones, your own little corner of the world. Make your home as comfortable as possible and keep it comfortable. Let your kids build forts or sofa pillow tents. Have fun. Sing, dance. Make your home a sanctuary. Use music, art, poetry, and dance to uplift yourself and your family. Now, I worked from home when I had a five-year-old, and I'd make her part of it. I created a little desk and put my laptop on it for her and taught her how to use the mouse. I gave her little assignments for things to look up in books or things to draw. So instead of banishing your kids from your office, try to figure out how they can help you. I always loved going to my dad's office when I was young, and he would have me make copies or open the mail or help his secretary with the filing. It made me feel so important and involved. If you're feeling overwhelmed by too many people at home or are adjusting to working at home with all the others around, feel free to isolate yourself at certain times of the day. Take a bath. Go out into the garden, go into your she shed, go into your bedroom and tell the rest of your people at home that you need 1 hour of uninterrupted time. That's really important to get your alone time when everybody's in the same environment 24/7. Most importantly, love each other and support each other. But please don't go into public spaces unless it's absolutely necessary. But that doesn't mean you can't go outside. If you can find wide open green space, go there. As long as there are little to no people within a couple yards from you and you don't touch public things like swing sets or water fountains. Even if it's your own backyard or garden, we need nature to heal. I took a little walk with my pup today and it was just heavenly to get out. Now, if you need spiritual, emotional, or psychological help, reach out. There are people available that can talk with you on the phone or video conference or chat if you like to text and are able to help you. Use email and social media to check on your friends and your loved ones and to keep connected. But don't overload on virus news or you just might burn out. None of us know the outcome of our world right now or how long this will have to last. So take it 1 minute, 1 hour, and 1 day at a time. And here's something I'm going to do right now that I also recommend. That's practice gratitude. I am grateful that this virus is not hurting the children of the world. I'm grateful that my loved ones and I are healthy right now. I'm grateful that my work is staying steady for now. I'm grateful that my community is following the social distancing directives. I'm grateful I have my animals to soothe, protect, and love me. I'm grateful for the earth, the trees, my environment, and my home. And I'm grateful for all of you, my listeners. My first hope right now is that we get more recovery and a vaccine as soon as possible and eradicate this virus. My second hope is that people will make different decisions on what they eat and start understanding the necessity of a plant-based diet for our health, our environment, and for our animals. I care about you. And I believe in you. If you want to talk to me, just reach out over email. This is temporary, and we will get through this because we are spectacular human beings. You've been listening to the Peaceful Life Podcast. May every sunrise bring all of us promise, and every sunset bring us peace.